From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Paltor.
And it's been a while, but rain is back in the forecast. In fact, our weather expert says the wettest weekend of the summer is ahead. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Professor Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to explain where that rain is coming from. Also, an intriguing feature of the weather for this time of year, the huge range of temperatures we're seeing in a single day. That's the diurnal range. First, Cliff, let's get the forecast. It's time to put away those sprinklers, I guess, huh?
That's right. Today is the last really nice day for a while. I mean, it's going to be glorious. Here in the Puget Sound area, temperatures getting up to the mid-70s, plenty of sun. So today's the day to get out, believe me. Because then, this weekend, the jet stream, that current of strong winds over the Pacific, which has been moving southward for a while, is about to come right into us. And with that will be the strongest weather system that we've seen for months. So today, wonderful day, but tomorrow morning, really overnight, the rain is going to come in. I expect Saturday to be a washout for much of the region, and we're talking about the mountains getting a few inches of rain, so this is not insignificant, and maybe a half an inch here down the lowlands, so a major rain event. And then Sunday, well, the jet stream is kind of hanging around, but it's going to back off a little bit in terms of rain. There'll be some showers on Sunday, temperatures only in the 60s, you know, lower 60s probably, and the only significant rain will probably be in the mountains. So if you're taking that hike on the windward side of the Cascades, well, it may not be great, especially early on Sunday. Then next week, you know, we have a pattern that is not warm. We're not going to have major systems coming in, but there could be showers on Monday, and there'll be other weaker systems coming in during the week. There'll probably be at least one or two days where the sun will come out and the temperatures will go up to the upper 60s. But, you know, it's going to be a completely different regime as we cross over this weekend into next week.
So big changes ahead. Enjoy today while we can. Looking back at the week, the diurnal range, this huge range of temperatures in a single day, it's pretty typical for this time of year, but you said you saw an extreme example of this in this past week.
That's right. You know, one interesting thing about this time of the year is that we can get extreme diurnal range, which means differences between the highs and the lows. And this is particularly true east of the Cascades. So what happens is the nights are getting longer, and longer nights allow the Earth to radiate heat to space, lets the Earth cool down. So we can get some pretty good minima. The nights are fairly long. On the other hand, the atmosphere above has not cooled off much. And so when the sun comes out, and we still have pretty strong sun and fairly clear skies for many of these days, we can get really warm temperatures during the day. So warm temperatures during the day and really cool. You know, we're talking about some temperatures below freezing. In fact, there was some getting down to the teens in eastern Washington, Oregon. So between the two of them, we can get a gigantic difference in temperature between the high and the low, and that's called a high diurnal range. So the air temperature, that's true, but it could even be greater at the ground level. And this week, at a station outside of Cheney, Washington, they had a 99-degree difference between the high and the low. The ground temperature warmed by the sun got up to like 117, while during the night, it dropped down in the mid to upper teens. So can you imagine the temperatures going from the teens up to over 100? And this happened within 8 hours? Well, that's pretty amazing stuff.
And there's actually, even in just a two-hour range, a pretty dramatic difference also, right?
That's right. We're talking about 30, 40 degrees in only a few hours. So we see this kind of diurnal range during the fall. Once the clouds come in, the clouds act as a blanket, and that tends to minimize the diurnal range. So it's something to watch out for, but once these clouds move in this weekend, you know, forget about the diurnal range. It's going to be constrained because of the clouds and precipitation.
Interesting. Real quick, Cliff, how's that ice cube doing, the one that's been in Pioneer Square, the giant ice cube?
Well, it's still there, but it's very rapidly melting. This has been a warmer than normal week, but I suspect it'll be gone within 1 week. We'll see what happens.
All right, time to get out there and see it now. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations on our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.